Scarpins Audio.
Is what you said. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I don't. Said. I literally don't know what you're talking about. It's like you're speaking Canadian or something. I don't know what you're saying.
All you're speaking, I'm saying
it unintelligible drivel coming out of your mouth right now. When I went out of my way.
You didn't go out of your way.
Yes, I did.
That's the gig. It's not going out of your way to procure a snack for the gig. That's the gig. You remember when I was in Dawson City? You remember that? Did I moan and whine? Right?
Yeah.
Because we had to, well, sure I did. It was fucking cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
I didn't moan and whine, figure like, we're gonna go get beer nuts. I'm like, all right, I'll go down to the bar, I'll get the thing, I'll get the beer nuts. Cause that's the gig. That's the gig. You're like, put on your parka. Ha ha ha. You thought it was funny. It was -48. It wasn't funny. I needed to put on my parka. You're like, take your dog sled, Ha ha. I didn't, because the saloon was like downstairs and across the street. So I didn't.
Yeah, it was close. It was close.
If the weather had been more inclement, then perhaps I would have taken a dog sled for sure.
But how many? But you went to one bar to get the beer nuts.
Yeah, because it's beer nuts. Bars got beer nuts.
Okay, so I had to go to two different grocery stores to get today's snack. Now, yes, that's the gig.
That's the gig. That's the gig.
I can only exert myself so much. The first grocery store was 3 miles away. The second grocery store was right by my house, but I didn't think the first grocery store would have it.
Where are you talking? What neck of the woods? What part of America?
Deep South.
Oh, the Deep South. Yeah. Okay. So you got grocery stores spread out there. You're not like in Dawson City where it's like, hey, listen, let's all cluster together because the winter's coming.
Right. No.
Winter's there like 9 months a year. They're like, all right, well, let's cluster together. You're down in the Deep South where the weather is fine.
Always.
You know, there's vines on the sides of, there's trellises growing. There's like, it's lush and stuff down there. Like the plants, yeah. the plantation, the growth, it's just incredible.
Well, yeah, right? you gotta be careful. You're spread out there.
But
you gotta be careful walking down the street. One of these plants will reach out and grab you.
Oh yeah. Well, that's part of the hazards of living in the South. It's like, it's lush and verdant and the plants might grab you.
Oh yeah. Right? They'll reach out. They'll wrap their little tentacles right around your neck, strangle you. Happens 2-3 times a day. They find some kid, you know, somebody strangled to death by a live oak or some other plants that they got here.
Yeah, other plants.
Oh yeah, like, they got all kinds.
Like what other kind of plants? Willow? I don't know. What
they got all kinds. Big plants, small plants.
What's the thing you hear like that you get in the South? The plant that you get in the South that you don't get like in the North.
Magnolia.
Magnolia. There you go. Perfect example. Right.
That's a good one.
The Magnolia Strangler.
Oh, the Magnolia Strangler reached out, took him by the ankles, dragged him into the underbrush. He was never heard from again.
Yeah, the Magnolia Strangler. Well, listen, every place is going to offer up its own set of hazards, I expect. For example, when's the last time when you were in the Deep South and you were fighting the blizzard, your fingers were numb and the dogs took a corner too fast and you fell off the sled because of the lurch and like landed down like down the snowbank and into like one of those like ravines that's got like a water pool thing and died. When's the last time that happened?
3 weeks ago.
Okay, so like that's not as often. That's a daily up in Dawson.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is that. What you're describing down here is probably every 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, because
like
up there you hear if you're going out for a snack, you'll hear "Don't die at the bottom of the creek."
Right.
You'll hear that. Yeah, no. Everybody laughs because you might die at the bottom of the creek.
Yeah, no, down here they say, look out for the Magnolia Strangler.
The Magnolia Strangler.
You hear? They say, you hear? Things like
y'all.
That.
Y'all? They say y'all too or no?
Sometimes you hear
Is
y'all.
Is that just in the movies? That's just a movie interpretation.
They got it. Yesterday I was someplace. I was down there in Jacksonville yesterday.
That's the deep South.
Oh, that's deep. And, you know, they some of the fellas there, they got a real drawl. You know, they got a real drawl.
They're in no rush because of the heat.
Yeah, oh no, no rush.
They got swamps. They got gators. They got, what are those little bikey boats that go out there? Not paddleboard boats, but like the big things with the, you know.
Steamships.
Nah. Like
paddle
you're
boats.
Out there, you navigate the bayou in this thing. It's got the big, like the big wheel thing at the back.
Oh yeah, paddle boat.
Nope. I don't reckon.
Ferris boat.
Well, you're just newly to the South. Everyone else, half the mateys are in the North, and half the mateys are in the South. And
well, some of them are in the East, some of them are in the West.
Well, half are in the East and half are in the West. But half are in the North and half are in the South. And the and ones this is, that...
Well, why don't we... I mean, you just say it. You said it. Mateys, it's Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Hey!
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
And my good friend, Michael, eating them black. What's interesting about that is the mateys in the South are all yelling the name of that boat out. It's pontoon boat or something.
You're just talking about the big old ship that has the big wheel in the back. The big wheel keeps on churning.
No, that's not the, CCR one.
Keep on boning.
No. Keep on what? Boning?
Boning.
It's burning.
Boning on the river.
They're boning on the river. It's rolling down the river. They're boning
on the river.
Sure, but the
Proud Mary, she's boning.
Yeah, of course.
That's why she's so proud.
The song lyrics are rolling down the river.
Boning on the river.
I'm talking about the little one that if you go out there and
hydrofoil.
Is it pontoon hydrofoil? You got to watch out for the gators. You're right down low by the water, and you scoot on out, and you can navigate the bayou.
Oh, the ones with the fans in the back? That thing?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I keep saying, the big wheel.
Swamp boat.
No. Pontoon boat. Hydrofoil. Swamp boat. Right now in the South, everybody is yelling out down
screaming.
In the South.
They're
in the
so
South,
mad.
They're all like, it's a... Rah, rah, rah. This is the point when our producer should, in our ears, be whispering... Aristotle should be whispering, it's a suspense.
Aristotle does not want his presence known.
No, he hits mute. He walks the dog, right?
It's entirely possible. I mean, all I know is he says hello when we show up, and then he says goodbye when we end. And what he's doing? No, he often doesn't say goodbye. And what he's doing in between then, I don't know.
Yeah, and we don't. And half the time he's not there because he's on the river or something. With Proud Mary.
Boning on the river.
And the other thing about Aristotle is, like, you never see him.
No.
He's like, these guys are not worthy of my visage.
He's the shadow.
I don't blame him. But he's like, these guys are not worthy of my visage.
I'm not raw dogging today.
What?
Wait, what?
Huh?
It's just called an airboat.
That can't be right. That's too easy.
That's not right. Not that that is right.
Aristotle's just like, he's sprinting in with the dog. He's running, he's opening the latch to the gate. He's running in the house. And he's like, airboat.
I think it is called an airboat because it's got a fan in the back. It's the fan that propels you.
How could it possibly be that simple? Like, what about pontoon boat? What about hydrofoil?
Those are different things. Every idiot knows those are different things.
What'd
you say?
It's called a swamp boat too. Listen,
I said it was a swamp boat. Nobody listens to me. I said it's a swamp boat.
I'm an idiot and I didn't know that. A swamp boat or an airboat? That's too... A swamp boat?
Swamp boat.
Well, we could always take the swamp boat. If what you're trying to do is catch a baby gator, all y'all got to do is shine your flashlight out during the night. If you see them pink eyes staring back at you, that's the baby gator. You see the red eyes? That's a mama gator. We got to get you out of the boat, out that swamp boat. What are you drinking?
I often will raw dog.
Sure you will.
Black tea. Today, I got some sparkling water flavored with peach and honey. Now, I'm not reviewing this. It's not a snack. It's just a beverage.
You're holding the ingredient side up to me. I'd like to see what it is. This is
you want the brand? I'll give you the brand.
Yeah.
It's a... Aha sparkling water, peach and honey.
Aha. Actually,
that's what it is.
That's what they're going for.
That's what they want you to say. That's why I didn't say it. That's what they want you to say. You fell right into it. What a rube you are. What a fucking rook.
That's why I don't live in the deep South. Those guys would walk all over me. They're like, just go on into the swamp boat there. Just keep going. This isn't some kind of money laundering. No, just keep going.
You see.
Why do I have to go in the swamp boat at 2 a.m? You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry your little head about that, man.
God, the way you caricature my people is just insulting to me.
Those are your people?
I'm a Southern gentleman. Why is that so hard for you to get into that thick noggin of yours. I am a Southern, proud Southern gentleman.
So you're, wait, you're a Ku Klux Klan member?
No.
You just used a couple of code words there.
A proud Southern gentleman, states' rights. That's me, you know.
You said gentleman?
Gentleman.
You said proud?
Yeah. Southern heritage, not hate, my friend. Heritage, not hate.
I ain't even know what that
all
means.
All lives matter.
What? Wait, what?
What? What? You're gonna tell me that all lives don't matter, Tom? Is that your new position? Okay.
Are you trying to negate my movement? Are you trying to negate my movement by taking the specificity of my movement, which is earned and rightful, and saying like, oh, all them plants is beautiful.
You ain't
just got to worry about the magnolia. All them plants is beautiful.
Tell me, I don't know how you, as a good Catholic Canadian boy, can disagree with the sentiment that every life is precious. It's frankly blowing me away. I felt like I knew you. I'm looking to the neighbors. You feel like you know a guy. You feel like you know a guy.
Pop
They're
down
nodding.
All why. You pop down all why.
Hey, pop down.
Pop down all why. We trimming the magnolia tree. Everything's code. I couldn't live down there. I don't know what the code is. And here's the thing. You might be a proud Southerner. You ain't belong here, boy. As soon as push comes to shove, you ain't belong here, boy. Why don't you?
Oh, no, I'm the first one run out on a rail. They got a rail.
You're
I'm running out right on
back
it.
Back up there to the wilds of Connecticut, boy.
Come here, son. I want to show you this rail.
One of the things that the tumult of the world has taught us is the very thing that you said. You think you know someone.
Sure.
Next thing you know, they're like, well, all lives matter, or blue lives matter. And you're just like, wait, what? What? You know, I voted for, who'd you vote for? Why? Because you're rich?
Yeah.
What? That's not possible. Well, and nobody says well.
Well.
I don't even know where that came from.
That's a pretty good rationalization, actually. You did what? Well.
Well, what else are you going to say? Who'd you vote for? Because you make a lot of money? What? Well.
Well.
I don't discuss my choices with you.
Tommy, I got to tell you, yesterday, you know, I told you I was down in Jacksonville. You didn't even ask why. Why are you down in Jacksonville?
I assume you were doing like that. Remember the thing that we can't do because of the copyright? We can't do your best-selling, you know, sold-out act on our podcast because your sentiment is that it will detract from the people. And I'm saying it's already sold out. Let's do a couple of bits. But you're like, I mean, and I respect it. You're steadfast. You stick to your guns. You're like, nope. If those people want to come see Michael Ian Black in concert, they can pay for and buy and come see Michael Ian Black in concert. We're not doing it for free on this podcast. I respect it, but I just assume if you say, you tell me Jacksonville, I think you're selling out the Jacksonville Orpheum.
Mm-hmm. That's not why I was there. That's not why I was there.
You were filming.
No, I wasn't doing it. None of the above.
You're running for mayor. No. Black for mayor.
No,
Black
no, no,
mayor.
No.
Is that your thing?
What?
Black mayor.
No,
Black
Tommy,
mayor.
No.
Not bad. Not bad, though.
Not great.
Honestly, not great.
Not great.
Bad.
Not great.
Black for mayor.
No. Oh, Tommy, no.
Black mare.
I was playing cards, Tommy.
That was my next guess, though. I was about to say, because I remember you. You're like, yeah, if I say to you Vancouver, you go, oh, yeah, the casino's out there down on the way out, on the highway one on the way out to Hope. That's where I'll be.
Oh, they got some. The closest card room to me here in the Deep South, 2 hours away in Jacksonville, Florida. I made the trip yesterday. Yeah.
Wait. So where you are is only 2 hours away from Jacksonville. That's right, because Jacksonville is way up north there.
Yeah.
Barely Florida.
That's right. I'm in the Deep South. Jacksonville's even deeper south, but it's furthest north. It's way up.
But you're in the great blue state of Georgia. And
that's right.
Florida, as I understand, is a red state.
That's a red state.
So you go there. You have to drive 2 hours to play your cards.
2 hours to play the cards.
I'm assuming you're invited because of your skill.
You don't, you know, you're not invited. It's a card room. You go and you play. You know,
but you enter into these tournaments and you're invited because
there's no tournament. You just show up, you play, you sit down, you play a game, you play cards. There's no
did
tournament.
You or did you not? Did you or did you not win something recently at cards?
Oh, I won a ham.
You won a ham. So
yeah,
that's in some
ham.
Kind of tournament. Nobody's just offering a ham at a table.
You'd be surprised. Sometimes folks are just giving out hams at the poker table, and that's what they were doing the last time I came.
I'm putting my Jordans in. That's $300 because I'm putting my Jordans in the pile.
I call your Jordans and I raise you a ham. That's the way it works.
That's how it works.
And I want a ham.
Well, congratulations on the ham. Like, I think that might go on a resume for me.
Oh yeah, it's leading off the resume. Ham winner 2021.
Did you bluff? Did you have a good hand? What do you say when you have a good hand? What's that called?
You say, you don't say I've got a good hand. Because everybody say, well, I'm out. But if you've got a good hand, I'm out.
No, but wouldn't they just think he doesn't have a good hand? Because if he had a good hand, he wouldn't say that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they would. Okay. And maybe what you do is you say, I bet, and then you bet. And that's kind of saying I have a good hand, you know, because you're betting.
But if there's five people at the table and you might want to see where it goes, you might say, I bet only because you want to see where it goes because you got an okay hand.
You might do that.
You got a pair of kings, let's say.
Oh, a pair of kings. That can be a tremendous hand, Tommy.
Oh, okay. So, okay, sometimes, you got eight. All right, how about this? You got ace high.
Not a good hand.
Okay.
I bet because I have a good hand. Well, this guy's got a good hand. I fold. Take the ham. So that's the way it works. Here, take a ham, kid.
But that's not how you won that ham.
No.
How'd you win it? I want the details.
You really want to know how I won a ham?
Yeah, because when you were
poker sitting
there, because I like it when you bluff people and you like, because you, some guys are like loud. Some guys got the sunglasses and they're quiet. Some guys are like trying to engage the table.
And I feel like, today's snack goes with poker kind of like chewing the snack and talking cards.
Bring it up.
Am I crazy?
Yes, but let's bring it up. Go ahead, call it.
Here's the thing. For the first time on this podcast, I don't even know how to pronounce the name of this thing.
Because
I don't know that you know either.
Because I don't have to pronounce it. I see it every time. You and I
see it all the time too.
We travel all the time, right? And you always
all over
see
the world.
This particular snack. Now's the time for the mateys, for the viewers. I will table that to guess what the snack is. You see it at the airport.
Well, usually every it says airport, right at the, in the, it says in the thumbnail all the time. Oh, this is what they're reviewing this week, you know?
I never listened to us. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. We're terrible.
Aristotle. So the reveal isn't when we do it like this. We've been doing it for 112 episodes.
That's right. It's fun. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to look at what we're reviewing. You just click play, but it says right there in the thumbnail this week, they're doing Hint of Lime Tostitos.
I got a good expression. Good shit. Yeah. Oh, good shit. Is that true? I just made that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, but it's fun for us.
I didn't know that, but I'm gobsmacked here. Wait, so they know before we even say, all this time we've been doing this reveal. Like,
oh yeah, big lead up.
Da 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 da. The stormtroopers hit the ground. Now the stormtroopers might be like, listen, the union says that if it's not necessary stunt work, then maybe we won't hit the ground. We'll take a knee.
Oh, it's necessary stunt work. Guys, it's still necessary. The viewers love it, guys.
The moment feels like it's no,
guys. They're waiting for it. They love it. We've done focus groups, guys.
They're not waiting though, are they? Like according to what we've just heard, it feels like they're not waiting.
They're waiting for you guys to hit the ground. It doesn't matter what the snack is. They're so excited when you hit the ground. It's one of their favorite things. And then when you go, and Ted, when you go, oh, don't shoot me. They love that. You know, oh, I'm bleeding from the elbow. They love that.
When I was in Force Awakens, we were specifically told that we didn't, the viewers, and they were viewers. Those were actual viewers. Like really, they were viewers.
Yeah.
And those viewers, we were told they were not going to know what the next moment was. And when we got blasted, we fell down. They didn't know that we were going to get blasted. And that's called good storytelling.
That's great storytelling.
You're saying that the story's already told. And
let me ask you.
So we don't have to fall down. We don't have to hit the ground.
You got to hit.
Guys, we'll probably just take a knee on this one.
No, we're going to hit the guys.
Guys.
Tell the guys you got to hit the ground. When you go see a Star Wars movie, right?
Yeah. I don't though. I'm in them.
No. Okay. When you go see a James Bond movie, right?
Well, oh yeah, yeah.
You love James Bond.
He's the second best, Daniel Craig.
Oh yeah, he's the second best. He's the second best.
He's the second best. He's great.
After
he's
Lazenby.
He's great. He's after the, who? Who did you say?
George Lazenby. I don't know.
Majesty's Secret Service?
When you go to see a Bond movie, you know there's going to be a pretty girl.
His wife gets killed. His wife was pretty. She got killed.
You know, there's going to be a pretty good, you know, there's going to be some cars driving around.
Two. Yeah. One that he kind of really is involved with, and one that he isn't, but is just really good.
He's had some problems. He's had a tough life. But you know there's going to be guns.
Who, Bond?
Bond's had a tough life.
How's he had a tough life? He's James
Didn't
Bond.
You just say his wife died?
Only George Lazenby's. That's why he's you don't want him as your favorite. He's a sad Bond.
I feel like we're getting sidetracked a little bit.
I do too. Guys, take a knee and listen to this. We'll finish.
Oh, guys, stand up because you're going to fall down in a second. You go to see
guys. We're not sure what we will go ahead.
You go to see Bond. You know certain things are going to happen.
Bond. I love Bond. Yeah, you know, we'll have a car chase.
There's going to be a car chase. You don't know when it's going to be. You know, but you know it's going to be a car chase, and you're waiting for the car chase. You love the car chase. Then the car chase comes, and you're so excited.
I didn't like the Roger Moore car chases because the car was always a boat.
Yeah,
it was stupid.
A boat.
So it's too. The car's got too much ammunition and stuff to it.
Yeah. Yeah. But what I'm saying
Daniel Craig car chase is great.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying is
Daniel Craig is the second best Bond.
Totally.
Okay. Fellas.
No, stand up, guys. What I'm saying is you guys are like the car chase. When you guys fall down, that's like when the car chase comes on. Everybody's so excited. Oh, here comes the car chase. And that when you guys fall down, same thing, same idea. People are so excited. That's why they tune in. That's why they're viewers, because they want to see you guys fall down. You know, they want to see you guys hitting the ground.
So they know, I know there's going to be a car chase, but the car chase is still great.
Car chase is still great.
All right, stand up, guys. We're going to hit the ground on this one. So.
Say hail snacks.
Sahale snacks.
Pew, pew, pew.
Here's your cue, guys. In 3, 2, 1, and
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. Jeff, what are you doing?
I didn't know if we were.
Jeff, I said we were going to hit the ground just before.
I tuned out.
All right, well, hit the ground now.
All right.
You say Sahale?
I don't know.
Sahale. You guys have all seen these in the airports. That's where you find them all the time, in the airports.
In the airport. You see them. Now, interesting fact, I don't know how your experience has been, Magic, but in New York City, in 2 of the 3 airports, I can tell you that as you buy the Sahale snack, Sahale, the counter attendant has said, you know how much these are, right? they've been, but not just because it was like that. She was casually like saying, these are expensive. It's happened enough to me that they are, somebody has told them, inform the customer of the price of these things.
It might also be that you look like a guy who can't afford a bag of nuts.
You think, but the fact that it would consistently occur?
Well, you consistently look like that.
I'm that transparent?
Yeah. I think I paid $7.
Because I'm wearing like suspenders in a barrel?
Everything was going great. And it's not the nicest barrel. That's the other thing. Like if it was a nice barrel, you'd be like, oh yeah, this guy could probably, he's got a nice barrel of suspenders. He's probably fine with the nuts, but that barrel could use a good power washing. And I didn't want to say anything because I felt bad about it. But now that you bring it up, you know what?
When I was on the bus on the way to the airport, it didn't even cross my mind. It was only when I got into the airport, you know, LaGuardia has been redone. It's nice and clean.
Yeah.
And I got into the airport. It's only then when I started waiting in line with people, you know, to check in and stuff, that I noticed that, there's a certain green tinge and some mold and stuff. At first, you just barrel suspenders. You just throw it on. You're not thinking,
right?
You know, and then you get in around people, and they're kind of like, you know. And then you see, and then you see people in like some people in a shiny aluminum barrel with like reflections, and you know it's gleaming, and you're like, oh, my barrel is wooden. It's got the slats, curved slats, and it's kind of like it's got some mildew and some mold and green on it. And you know what's the real problem when you're traveling in a barrel of suspenders is sitting in the actual seat. You can't really sit.
Oh yeah. I was going to ask about that.
You can't sit in a barrel.
I mean, in first class.
Well, the barrel mode generally doesn't. In first class, there's no Venn connection
right,
there.
Right. It's hard for me. It's hard for me because I'm having a hard time imagining not flying first class. But
no, I get it. Like, I understand, but it's like, yeah, that's why you don't see elites in a barrel. And that's why there's no expression, oh, elites in a barrel.
Right.
So you're back there in, you know, 25D with your barrel, and you get there and, you know, like you're the third row in. You're the third seat in, and it's troublesome if you're in the middle because the barrel, you can't put it's so wide, you can't put the armrest down, and then they don't let you fly.
Oh, yeah.
You have the armrest down for takeoff.
Even if you're wearing a mask, they won't let you fly?
No, you can have a mask, suspenders in a barrel, but if
you're not flying,
you can't sit down. So then you offer to, like, hey, I'll take the barrel off, and you can store it. Barrel doesn't fit in the overhead. They got no room in the back. They're like, sir, we can check your barrel.
Plus, and I'm guessing you're freeballing it, right? I mean, there's nothing under the barrel.
That's what you have to do. You have to check your barrel. They give you a little tag, and you leave your barrel outside on the gangway. You gate check your barrel. But then, of course, you're nude.
Right. No, as far as I know, no logins flying nude.
No. You're not completely nude. You got a mask.
Yeah.
Sahel snacks.
Two flavors today.
Well, I got a third.
We got two flavors today.
I'm going to weigh in with the third anyway, even though you don't have it because you didn't do the gig.
That's not playing it straight. You can't eat the third if I'm only eating two. That's not playing it straight.
I'm going to weigh in on the third. I'm just going to weigh in. Well, first, let's start with so what do we have here? We got, does yours say this? Naturally, pomegranate, vanilla, flavored.
Yeah.
Cashews, glaze mix. Like, that's Sahali. That's too many words, because anytime somebody puts flavored in there,
yeah, you got a
problem. I think not natural.
Yep.
And yet the first word here is naturally pomegranate vanilla flavored cashews. What does that mean, Magic?
Although, end of ingredients, vanilla extract and ground vanilla beans. So I don't know why they say vanilla flavored. They could just say pomegranate vanilla cashews glazed mix. They could say that.
That one's for free, Sahel.
Also, on the package itself,
take flavored off.
Package is pink. You've probably seen it. It's got huge cashews on the front. Just giant cashews, oversized, almost grotesque looking cashews on the top, glazed with whatever they're glazed with. And then it points out in words exactly what you're looking at. So it'll say pomegranate flavored apples. And then you see a little like booger of apple affixed to the cashew. And then it says Madagascar vanilla bean. So it's pointing to the actual vanilla bean on the cashew.
Right.
And it says enlarged for detail. Well, I hope it is.
Because otherwise you're eating a bunch of like shriveled kidneys.
Yeah, it's big. It's real big.
That's real big.
I'll crack it open.
Yeah, I'll crack it open as well. These bags are like ubiquitous at the airports these days. These guys have they've said like, where are we going to like make our inroads? The airport, and they've done well to the point where now you've got like cashiers saying, you know how much this costs?
Sahal snacks are crafted in Seattle, Washington, using thoughtfully sourced ingredients. We hope they inspire you to live adventurously. Fuck you.
I'm not going to be inspired by a bag of nuts to live adventurously. Shut up, Seattle.
I was just living my sedentary lifestyle, but then I ate this bag of nuts. Next thing you know, I'm hang gliding. Fuck you.
You know what, Seattle? You and your little islands and your boat, your little market with the fish, you know, you don't need to preach to me. Yeah, you're in the great Pacific Northwest. Fine. You're no Vancouver, right? So you don't have to talk to other people about inspiring us, especially when you're like, hey, you know what'll inspire you? Bag of nuts.
Bag of nuts. I don't need a whole lifestyle with my nuts.
If I'm going to get any inspiration, I'm going to get it from Russell freaking Wilson. I'm not going to get it from your bag of nuts, Seattle. That's good. I took a couple of bites.
First impression. It's good. It's a good nut.
They're good. It's a good nut. It's a sweet covering. But I've looked at I've looked at, well, okay, now I was about to say, I've looked at five nuts, and none of them resemble the nut in the picture. Now, that's commonplace, Michael. That's called marketing. When they make
you don't want it to be deceptive marketing. That's right. What you don't want.
But look, I'm offering one. I'm showing it to you.
Okay.
The viewers can see this too.
They can see it too.
But now, they've done some really good commercial art on the cover because this doesn't look like that.
Well, mine does. I mean,
yours is pretty good.
Mine has. Yeah, yours I see is a little good. Piece of pomegranate yep. flavored apple. I see little specks of Madagascar vanilla bean in there.
Yeah. No, yours looks right. Yours does look like yours.
Truth in advertising.
Yeah. No, they're good. I've got my second handful already, and I'm hoping you'll do the talking so I can do some eating.
So I'm sitting there.
That one's good. That one's good, right? That one's
that's real good. Now it's just loaded. That's encrusted.
That's real good. That might be the best one we've seen.
I mean, that's just like the hull of a boat after coming in.
Sure. With your catch? Coming in with your catch?
Oh, tuna.
Yeah.
It's a tuna boat.
What time did you get out this morning?
What time did I get out?
On the water. Three, four?
Oh, we're out. We're off the coast by 3:30. We're pushing off at 3. Mm. We're 3 miles out by 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We're casting our nets. And we just wait.
Yeah.
And we just wait.
Yeah. You get a good catch and, you know, go back in there for breakfast. Great. Oh, looking these are like good. These are good. Yeah. Oh, the open ocean.
You know what? It's sweet.
Mm. Yeah.
Not too sweet. You know, it's not overpowering. It's got a glaze. It says it's got a glaze. It does.
What is that glaze that tastes so good? Glazed mix. I'm looking at the ingredients. You know what they
got in there? Cane sugar, tapioca syrup, brown sugar.
Yeah, brown sugar. That's what it is.
Pomegranate juice concentrate. It's got dried orange peel
is what I'm about to say. Like that's, you don't see that very often. They're
what I like about it? Mm. They're not advertising it. You know what I mean? They're just sneaking that in. They're just like, hey, here's a little Easter egg for you. You think you're getting pomegranate. Yeah. You think you're getting vanilla. And you are. You think you're getting cashew. And you are. Guess what? You're also getting a little orange peel in there. Nobody knows. We're just doing that for fun. That's for us.
I wonder if there's argument with them or like, should it be naturally pomegranate, vanilla flavored cashews, glazed mix with dried orange peel? And that was shot down, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was. They were like, it's too much. It's too much.
That's an Easter egg. That's just for us. The dried orange peel.
That's just for us, guys.
That's just for us. That's just for this. That's just for this room. That's just for us. Like, we know. They're never going to know. They're going to love the taste. They're not going to. What is that? Cumin? No. Dried orange peel. We're going to know.
Yeah. Why didn't you say it on the bag?
It's on the bag, on the back. Yeah, just but for, no, why didn't you like, why didn't you make that a headliner? No, because it's just for us. It's just for us. That's our thing.
So I'm sitting at the poker table.
Tell me.
And kid at the poker table, he's not a kid, he's a grown man. Kid at the poker table finds himself with something like four kings, okay? Huge, huge
what?
Hand. Almost impossible to get four kings, right?
I fold right there.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my Jordans up on the table for that.
He wins a nice pot, right? But that's not the point. The point is he turns over his hand. He says, I got four kings. High hand, I say to myself. What is that? Well, it turns out they're running a promotion there at the casino, okay? Every hour, whoever has the highest hand in the room wins themselves, I think, $200, right? And everybody else at the table gets a ham. They're calling it a high ham promotion.
This is worth a 2-hour drive every day of the week.
Worth it. Absolutely worth it. High ham.
You're sitting there with your ace high. You get clobbered and you get a ham?
I get a ham out of the deal.
What a win. You're playing poker, win. You get a ham, win, win. So nobody's really mad at the kid.
Are you kidding?
Who's not a kid. They're all like high-fiving. They're like, yeah.
Oh, clapping him on the back.
But then are you
hams for everybody.
But is the clock ticking down another 10 minutes or we're all some dude's
oh, yeah, we got to wait. We got to wait till the hour expires. Okay. There's a lot of tension in the room. Oh, is the four kings going to hold up?
Where's
are we
the
all going to get our hands?
Where's who's going to like, ah, and then you hear barking from another table and everyone holds their head. Here's another question. Does everybody in the room playing poker know that Four Kings is the high hand? Is it?
Yeah, there's.
On the
it's on the screen. It's on the screen up above. Everybody's looking. Yeah. Oh, is the Four Kings going to hold up? Are these guys? Are these assholes going to be the ones that get the ham? Not me.
And they were. These assholes were.
Yeah. Then they come around and you get a coupon for a ham. You know, honey baked hams. Oh, it felt great.
Those are the things where you think, well, that ham won't. I won't actually ever get that ham.
Oh no, I'm getting the ham.
They handed me a coupon, but you got the ham.
No, I didn't get it yet because here's the thing. My daughter, she loves herself a ham. She's in college. She's coming back. We're going to get a ham over the holidays. I looked it up. First thing I did when I got the ham, I looked it up. Is there a honey baked ham in Savannah? Well, there is. I can drive over there, throw in my coupon, say, give me a ham. And they got to give me an 8-pound ham. They don't have a choice in the matter.
You better drive by there a week before your daughter gets back and say something like, hey, just to be sure.
You guys got hams, right?
When I hand you this coupon next week, I'm going to get a ham. Because they might say, like, that's expired.
No, we checked. There's no expiration date.
Okay, then they might say, all right, that's next year.
No, they can't. It says, good for one ham.
All right, mateys, take a knee. We'll be right back. For the mateys back home, we were having technical difficulties.
It's been a real issue.
But our producer, Aristotle, came up with the genius solution of unplugging and plugging it back in.
That's why you get a producer, because they know the technical shit that we're never going to figure out.
What's funny is, the technical stuff, this time, we can have Chris Pratt jump off a planet and fly through space and grab a thing. It's all digital. It's all this technical thing. But when we fail to make it happen, what we say to each other is, well, unplug it and plug it back in, and it works. Yeah. Hell no. The plane is nosediving. The plane with 150, the plane is nosediving. Unplug it and plug it back in. Oh, no, the wing straightened out. It's fine. Yeah, you just unplug it and plug it back in.
I just opened up the maple pecan.
Okay, now, I'll do that. I'll do that too to follow along because
we got to
get you to Jacksonville.
Interestingly, so it's called maple pecans, right? But it's also got walnuts in it.
What?
It's pictured right on the back. Walnuts, apples, cherries, cinnamon, maple pecan glazed mix. And I'm checking right now. No orange peel. Second ingredient is walnuts. Why don't they say maple pecan and walnut? They don't. That one's just for us.
You know what I think?
Just for us.
That's just for us. I wonder if those guys, the good women and men at Sahal, are just getting lucky. Because, you know, yeah, the pictures are too big. Mm-hmm. You know, they got like orange peel in there, but they're not putting it. They got they're writing the word vanilla flavored, which should be a strike, but it doesn't seem to be. They got maple pecans and it's not the number one ingredient. You got walnuts and it's just like, and they're just like.
And their brand name is unpronounceable. Nobody knows how to say it.
Yeah. Nabisco, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Now these guys are just like, they're failing upwards. They're like, we're making $1 billion. And they're like, what's in it? Walnuts. Should we call it pecans? Yeah, all right. What's the secret ingredient? Orange peel. Should we feature that?
Nah.
It's just for us. And they're making them in.
And these are good too.
These are really good. Again, like you said with the cashews, the pomegranate vanilla flavored cashews, there's a sweetness, but it's not overwhelming.
And these, you know, this is a more complex flavor profile because it got more ingredients. Trying to think of which one I like better.
Well,
I think for me, I think it's just subjective, obviously. I think for me, the cashews are better for a couple of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
This has more sweet stuff in it.
Yep.
Also, cashews just a better nut.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. For me, it's easy. I know for sure it's the cashews. Cashews is a superior nut to the pecan and a much superior nut to the walnut.
Yeah.
We might have to come back next week, and I know I plan to see you next week and do Sahale 2 because we're going to review a thing. We're not going to review. We're both reviewing it. That's how you play it. We play it straight. So I've got an extra bag here of the honey almond, which is I happen to know my go-to. But there's another three or four of these out there that are kind of worth reviewing.
I mean, I extended myself. I can only do so much. I went to two grocery stores.
I want to say one more time. You know, I love you. That's the gig.
One grocery store is the gig. Two?
Incorrect. You could go to 20 grocery stores and still be the gig.
I don't know. Ratings?
Ratings. Hey, with the caveat that there may be, we don't know. We play it straight. We'll have to like run the numbers and see. And, you know, Aristotle will like take the temperature of America with his polls and we'll see. But there might be a second.
There might be a sequel. In fairness to me, the first grocery store didn't have these at all. The second grocery store had these, but not the flavor that the additional flavor. Because I looked for all three flavors, they didn't have it. So I just got the two that they had.
Understood.
And then at that point, I had to get back to get ready for the podcast. At which point, you texted to say you were going to be running 6 minutes late. If I had had all the time in the world, I could have gone. If I'd known I had those extra 6 minutes, maybe I could have found a third grocery store.
You said the grocery stores in the South are all spread out. So there's no way you would have found one in 6 minutes.
Maybe I would have found another
one. Miles and miles away.
I would have made the effort because that's the gig, but I couldn't.
That's the gig.
Because you were running late.
I wasn't running late. I was running 54 minutes early because I told you we were supposed to go at noon, but you've got another like fancy gig, probably a poker.
Holy shit.
Probably a poker gig or something.
I don't want to argue with you at the end
of
the
day. Is it another ham thing?
No, I wish. I wish.
Hey, if I'm at the table with you,
mm-hmm.
I think you're not going to win anything. That's what I think. I think that my mere presence and my lack of knowledge would just, I think
you're the cooler.
I think it could be a deal breaker for our friendship.
You're the mush.
Like, can you, I can feel like within 14 minutes, you just going, don't say anything. Those looks.
You're going to be there making eyes, rolling your eyes. You're going to be saying, you got to raise.
Don't slap me on the back.
Yeah.
When things go wrong, don't like jump up from the thing and walk around and go like, ah, God, and kick the wall like you're doing. Don't do that. Like, no, nobody likes that guy. I'm like, I can't help it, Magic. I'm into it. You're like, you know what? I think, why don't you go wait in the car?
Here's a roll of nickels. Go play the slots, kid. Go play the slots.
In fairness, that would get rid of me in a heartbeat. I'm like, roll of nickels, play the slots. You got it. Come find me. I'll see you later. I'm good. I'm over here.
I'll start with the maple pecan glazed mix.
Do it.
It's good. You know, it's good. It's fine. It's good. I like it. It's sweet. It's got a little crunch. I don't know that I'm going to reach for it. I'm not going to turn it down if it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it a 6.
Sure. What about the, where are you with the pomegranate?
Naturally pomegranate vanilla flavored cashews glazed mix. You know, like you said, I mean, the whole Sahal thing, they're coming in. They're basically saying, hey, we're stepping up to the plate. Give us two strikes. This is how confident we are. We just give us the two strikes. You know, we're going to waggle the bat a little around. You want to throw the ball. We're not going to object. Whatever you want to do, just give us the two strikes. Then we're going to take our cuts. And more times than not, they're getting on base. Naturally pomegranate vanilla flavored cashews, 7.
I like it. I guess, well, I'll start with maple pecan. I'll do them both. It's quite easy for me because I think what annoys me about this company is their hubris.
A lot of hubris.
They're, and it's not the same as moxie and pluck. Their hubris is like their confidence, I feel, is unearned. It's sort of a retro thing where they've had success, but I feel like they were confident beforehand. I feel like they've backed into their success. They're over there with a hockey sock and their plaid, and they're over there doing their thing, going, hey, the dried orange peel is just for us. The hubris, the ego of that alone. We'll put natural and flavored in the same sentence to promote our product. Like that is just, as a snackologist, I find that supremely annoying. You don't really know what you're doing, mm-hmm. and you're not admitting it. And yes, you're reaping the rewards, But it doesn't make me, as a person who's at the top of the snack game, like you anymore and feel compelled to layer and lavish your company with praise.
And you're charging an arm and a leg.
You know how much these cost? The cashiers, but here's the whole thing. The price and the process are not what I'm reviewing with my ratings. That's not my rating. And that's what I think I find most annoying. That despite all of the backing into the success, despite all of their Seattle flag waving and they're just for us, they're making a good snack.
Yeah.
So maple pecan, 6.5, and the pomegranate vanilla flavored cashews, begrudgingly and yet deservedly, 7.5.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Star Brands Audio, a podcast network.